Our tour SA destination takes us to Wakery, to the beautiful little town where there has been one particular business that has been running for near on 30 years. James Copeland joins us from Green and Gold Boats. Hey, James, how are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yourself?
Good, thank you. Tell us the story. 30 years on, how did you get into the houseboat industry, if you like?
Yeah, it was pretty easy. We loved houseboats. And basically, we couldn't afford to have one unless we had one that was hired out and earned us a bit of coin. And being in the metal industry, I'd built bits and pieces of boats, and it just went on from there. We ended up financing our first boat by selling our first house, and yeah, it's just grown.
All right, tell us about that first boat, because it's a huge boat, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the first one's not that huge. That's Catarina, which is a three-bedroom boat, but probably the most popular boat, as it turned out, because you know, you don't need a big group to go on it, and it's quite affordable for four people or even two people, so it was the perfect size. So we got that one right first time, but then of course we built, that was a 15 metre boat, and then we've built quite a few 20 metre boats since then.
So take us through all the names of the boats, because if my information's correct, you've actually built about five, is that right?
Yeah, five of our own. I've built boats for others over the years, but the first boat is Catarina. It's a three-bedroom boat, and that was about 89, and then we built in 92 Ecstasy, which is XTC, so obviously we get away from the connotations of that name.
Yeah, yep.
And then there was this, the boat, the first six-bedroom boat on the river, which was Simply Irresistible, which followed then a couple of years later with Two Irresistible. And then in recent times, we built Mesmerise, which is a two-story plus a top deck. Some people refer to them as three-story boats, but two levels of living. And that sort of matches, you know, the upper-quality boats that you can find anywhere.
Now, we're talking to Ruth. She was telling me that you and her are pretty much on call 24/7. So if someone is in one of your boats, how many is in your fleet?
Yeah, we've got eight boats in the fleet, so you can potentially have quite a few people out on the water at one time. So, yeah, we don't go anywhere. We stick around the town, and we're always available on the phone. So, you know, in the unlikely event that there's an issue with the boat, mechanical or what have you, we can get to the boat pretty quickly. And if it was worse and it was a medical emergency, you know, we've got three vehicles we can liaise with, or we can pick people up without any danger.
All right. Now, obviously, there's probably been a number of people or families that have been coming back year on, year out since you've been running this business for 30 years. You'd love to see those guys when they come back and book out every year, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, you become friends. And, you know, we've even had instances where we've had the customer's children come back and hire boats. So that, you know, it's gratifying, I guess. Mm. But, yeah, we've had some groups that have been coming back, I don't know, 21 or 22 years. It's, you know, they were cricket clubs or soccer clubs, and they've gone on and just have a reunion. And, yeah, it's good to see those guys.
Now, you leave Wakery and you can either go upstream or downstream. Just tell us how far some of the boats have travelled.
Yeah, we sort of set a geographical limit of Blanchetown downstream and Loxton upstream, because that's roughly 100 k's by river, which is a fair bit of travelling, because if you go 100 one way, of course, you've got to come that 100 back. But realistically, upstream these days, a nice trip is, you know, Overland Corner, go through the lock to Kingston, then go to Moorook and turn around and come back. And if you're one of those that really do want to travel, Loxton is fine. But conversely, downstream, it's only 2.5 hours to Lock 2, and then you've got Cordo Vineyard, which is very popular with everybody, land lovers and people on boats, halfway to Morgan and then Morgan. So, you know, you've got a couple of good destinations if you want, whichever direction.
Now, well, most importantly, James, I better ask you this. If people want to know more about Green and Gold Boats, where can they find details for booking, etc.?
Yeah, well, you can go straight to the source, which is easy. You can have a friendly voice on the other end of the phone straight away, which is just phone 85412001, and you get Ruth, and she can answer everything at her fingertips. Or, yeah, otherwise you can find our website, which is greenandgoldhouseboats.com. But you'll get fast personalised service if you make a phone call.
Now, I don't want you to be biased here, but just wrapping things up in summary, how good is the river upstream or downstream from where you are based at Wakery?
Well, I think it's the best. We all say that, but, you know, I've been in long enough that I reckon I've got more authority than everyone else, so it's definitely the best.
All right.
We have more cliffs per kilometre, and we don't have any shacks to impede where you land. It's just great. But having said that, you're in South Australia, you're on the river, it's great everywhere.
It is. Good to talk with you. Thanks, James.
No worries.
James Copeland from Green and Gold Boats here on Tour SA. And if you want to check out this destination or others, just go to our website at toursa.com.au.